How one walks through the world, the endless small adjustments of balance, is affected by the shifting weights of beautiful things. Elaine Scarry.
Doug Paul Case is a photographer and writer based in Bloomington, where he earned his MFA in poetry from Indiana University. He is poetry editor of Hobart, and his first book of poems, Americanitis, is due out from Eyewear Publishing in fall 2022. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Doug, what poems have you brought for us today?
I have no idea how tall I am. That can't be me in this photograph. Who would believe the landscape, the boundary of the print's white border? Fingertips and a smudge and a smudge. We might as well have erased the reflection, the memory card. How long will we last? All I want for my birthday is one of those cameras that needs a 3.5-inch floppy disk for storage. That, or a rock into the streetlight. We could see the stars. How did they get in here? Hyacinthos. People don't peer at me from around things enough. Columns, fir trees, and statues of war heroes, specifically. Sometimes I see ghosts in my hair that turn out to be just hair. I forgot how it is to really feel the wind. This is only the edge of the hurricane. This is only the meadow he and I romp in. This is only a memory we'll have decades from now. If not we, then someone. Someone is always recording even the smallest of sporting events. My favorite definition of record is the traditional. My favorite sporting event is the long jump. Do stronger men prefer the discus throw and its current windless record of 74.08 meters? Wouldn't they miss the momentum, the lavender speed necessary for lift? Imagine with me each granule of displaced sand, how even in disappointment we can be beautiful. New Decade Poem. This one begins, as so many do, with a throwaway thought. A mid-century yellow chair, for the living room, perhaps the bedroom, some cornet to curl with the cat, and a Twombly monograph. Say what you will about his lines, I feel alive mostly when looking at them. That and something else. Dizzy? I don't quite want to put down. That is, I wouldn't if I knew. How can one be a poet by looking? I mean only looking. Preferring his Achilles to Homer's. A novelist, at any, had prose been invented yet. The joke's point? Everything has its time. Its ghost waiting in the chair I haven't found. Lately I want everything yellow. Flowers, obviously. Shoes, scarves, bell peppers, neon glasses, bananas days before they're ready for bread, a tea kettle for the stove, what we've got left of the sun before it envelops the entire system going supernova, or however those things work. This isn't, I swear, about my disposition or anything but the cones in my retinas. That fact about pupil dilation? True. Someday, perhaps, a yellow rug in an already over-yellowed room. True enough. None of this is the future. None, at least, the one promised. If we knew by whom, would we need poetry? And oh, how could I forget the cat in this poem? She came named Kitten, and honestly, what a goal to keep bathing in a sunbeam.
You've been listening to poetry by Doug Paul Case on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.